defense attorneys have rested their case in the trial of former presidential candidate John Edwards without calling him or his mistress to the stand. It's a somewhat abrupt end to the three-week trial, Edwards facing up to 30 years in prison and $1.5 million fine if he is found guilty of a conspiracy to funnel $1 million from two supporters to hide his mistress's pregnancy while he campaigned. Jeff Tiberi of North Carolina Public Radio has been in the courtroom. He joins us. Jeff, just 2.5 days of testimony by the defense as opposed to 14 by the state, the prosecutors. Are you surprised it's over?
I am surprised, in part because the federal judge, Catherine Eagles, told us to anticipate about a six-week trial on the front end. But we did have an indication yesterday that this could be a pretty quick process. A former federal prosecutor who has also taught campaign finance law at Duke told me during the lunch recess yesterday that this was the speed defense. The defense went through five witnesses yesterday morning, and he kind of looked at me yesterday and said, this thing could be wrapping up today, Wednesday, and indeed the defense has rested its case.
Well, but of course there was the question as to whether or not John Edwards or his daughter Kate or his former mistress Riel Hunter would be called to the stand. Obviously they weren't. What was the thinking there? Do we know?
Law experts have indicated that they didn't because there was a risk. Riel Hunter was seen as a bit of a wild card, a bit of a loose cannon. Some did question Kate Edwards could testify about why this concealment, why this affair was hidden, so as to speak, to hide it from the family. But beyond that, what could Kate Edwards really say about the issue of campaign finance violations? As for John Edwards himself, I think the main reason that we heard from legal experts and folks with knowledge in and around the courtroom was that they could put him there. And this was a very successful trial attorney. John Edwards made tens of millions of dollars convincing juries. However, being in that witness stand is a very different type of experience, and putting him under the possibility of a harsh cross-examination was something that he and his attorneys, some combination thereabouts, decided that they didn't want to take that risk.
Well, you know, that's so interesting because, as you've told us before, he has such a reputation as a trial lawyer as being able to, you know, sway jurors. But we heard the other day that tape from an ABC interview in which, in part of the tape, John Edwards outright lies when asked questions about whether or not he had a mistress. And then, you know, was asked also about campaign contributions. It would be a real needle to thread for him to say he was telling the truth in one portion of that interview, but not telling the truth in another portion.
It does feel like had he taken the stand, he would have been putting on different hats for different questions and maybe skirting around his knowledge on certain things. And yes, it was a cover-up to hide it from the family, but no, I didn't know about the money. And yes, there's certainly enough ambiguity there that I'm with you, Robin. It feels like he could have been walking into some dangerous territory.
Well, what was it like in the courtroom today?
The line for the court started at about 7:30. There were as many spectators as we've had. This is a small courtroom. It doesn't have much personality. It's a windowless courtroom. So there were about 70 people that were lined up in front of the courthouse before the doors opened today. So it was prime real estate. There are not enough seats to accommodate all of the media and all of the people that just general spectators who want to be in there. There was a feeling of anticipation, if you will. A lot of people thought, all right, this is the climax. There's going to be a moment here where maybe we hear from Kate Edwards talking about her father, humanizing this man. Maybe it's John Edwards who takes the stand. And what do you know? None of it happened. The defense rested in what really was anticlimactic fashion.
Wait, especially since I my reading going into the courthouse there in Greensboro, he'd said, after all these years, I finally get my day in court. People get to hear my side of this and what actually happened.
Correct.
But we didn't.
Well, we did not.
What happens now? And what's the sense? I mean, you are not the jury. But what is the sense as to how well the defense in just 2.5 days offset those 14 days of prosecution testimony?
Well, across the board, people say the law experts, not just people, but the law experts say the defense did a very good job of cross-examining the prosecution's witnesses. So a lot of folks believe that the defense was going to be a little bit shorter because they had done such a good job as in terms of discrediting and pulling out some important questions and points with the prosecution's witness. To answer your point about what happens from here, there's a charge conference, and this is probably one of the most pivotal moments in the case. The attorneys from the government and the defense are going to argue before the judge this afternoon about how the jury should be instructed to read the law. And when you push aside all of the details and the affair and the lies and this former aide that accepted paternity of Edward's child, all of this like soap opera-ish stuff, once that's pushed aside, the real issue here is campaign finance law. And it comes down, oddly or boring enough, to a simple word. And that's whether or not these contributions, this money, was intended for influencing the election or a election, having an influence under the a election or the election. So those two words, a or the, as it reads in the statute, and the word in the statute, and I understand this is fairly boring, right, is the. This is what it's going to be pivotal in terms of how the jury is instructed to hear the law and whether or not and decide whether or not these were in fact campaign finance violations.
It will depend on what the definition of the is. Jeff Tiberi of North Carolina Public Radio. As the defense in the John Edwards trial rests its case without calling him to the stand today. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin. I appreciate it.